Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio for the last episodes of the week before we leave town in the morning. Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing? Super early. We're headed out east again.
East Coast. Anytime we fly east, we got to get these early flights. It's just because here's the key. I don't know. Is this important to talk about? we don't want to land at 10 at night, not know where we're at. So like we got to get out there super early. So we land like 2 or 3.
Yeah, get everything dialed in before everyone else shows up.
Yeah, guys, we've got Joey Coleman coming out. We're going to be doing a special podcast with him from the beach. We'll be in the house sitting on the sand looking at the water as we speak to the author of Never Lose a Customer Again and Never Lose an Employee Again, Joey Coleman. So I'm pumped for that. Then we got our huge event, lots of stuff to talk about. Campfires. We got a little adventure park stuff to do. We got a little comedian and a magician coming.
Always good times. Those are awesome. some of the most fun little injections that we have.
Right on. So listen, when it comes to masterminds, right, which is what the Iron Circle is, one of the biggest benefits is we've got a group of innovators going out into their businesses and testing and trying new things. And eventually something hits, they bring that back to the group, it gets iterated on, and, you know, we've had that happen several times.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm constantly testing stuff here, always testing stuff. And it goes back to really the marketing days of when we were an agency, we really only put out stuff that we knew worked because we had tested it personally. And if it works in a difficult market like where we're at in Scottsdale, Arizona, it's going to work in most other places, especially B markets.
Oh yeah.
Now, one of the things that we've done many, many years is something called our holiday gift card campaign. And essentially, and I think we've shared this on the show before, it's basically a way to get referrals over the holidays into the quarter one. And essentially you gift your clients, quote unquote, prepaid gift cards to then re-gift into their friends and family. It helps them with Christmas shopping. Hey, look, I bought you a gift card to re-gift to somebody. So it's a way of helping them do shopping, and it's a way of helping us get referrals. It's a win-win-win. Now, it works great. We shared that in the group, and it's always worked great. But like me and you've always come up against the wall. It's like you can use this during the holidays, but like this isn't like an all-year type of campaign. How do we tweak this style of campaign, referral, gift card, et cetera, to all year. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, one of our Iron Circle members shared, this is Michael at Gymnasio in California. He shared something he calls the golden ticket. Now we shared it in our group call and, you know, we got him, you got some more details on it. It's essentially a campaign where you give golden tickets out to your client base have value, which is usually a 30-day unlimited program at your gym.
Serious value, not a week of or a session for free, a week for free. Sessions. Yeah, exactly.
It's got serious value. They come in for unlimited for a month, whether it's large group or semi-private. It's up to you and your gym. But essentially, they go out and give that to a friend or family member. They bring that and redeem it. They go into a drawing, and then they win something. Mm-hmm. Now, at his club, he didn't give anybody anything. He's just like the value's in the ticket, man. Sure. Like I was like, well, I think we need to incentivize clients to get something. And I was like, well, why don't we give them a free annual membership?
Boom.
Worth, you know, $5,000-$6,000. Because essentially what you're trying to do is like a 10-to-1 ratio. You get 10 clients, you give away one. It's a 10% discount. It's not that big of a deal.
In the grand scheme of things, it's a math problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, see, if you get two memberships and you give one away for free, then you're really not, that's not the greatest thing. So the idea here is that you have a golden ticket, and we're starting to test this now. We just got the golden tickets in yesterday, and they're super shiny foil gold, got a big logo on it on the back. It kind of gives some instructions on what they get, how to redeem it. And, you know, expiration is very important in one of these type of campaigns. Urgency. You don't want somebody to come 4 years down the road, hey, I want to use this thing. It's expired, can't use it. So, and that's the same thing that we do with our holiday one, is we put like March 31st.
Yep.
And you'd be surprised, the last kind of like 3 weeks of that before the expiration hits, they all flood in.
Is that way with everything, it seems. You know what I mean? Like, you could host an event. And then all of a sudden, the last 3 weeks is when all the ticket sales happen, or it's just the way it is, right? Because urgency and scarcity are a true motivator to take action.
Of course, sir.
Right? We in marketing, you try to create some of those things. You hope that they're real and honest.
Right. But, right.
When there is a hard deadline, it's a take action or you miss out type of situation.
Yeah. And you have to honor the deadlines. You can't extend it. It's like, this is the deal. It's not going to extend after this call, after this month, after whatever. Now, the idea with the golden ticket is that it keeps regenerating by the person that comes in to redeem it. Once they become a member, they get a golden ticket to then re-gift and so on and so forth down the road. And it kind of cascades into a bigger thing. And, you know, two other Iron Circle members, Jerry and Casey Washak, out of their clubs, they do something very similar. They don't call it the golden ticket. I really like the golden ticket. It becomes a thing, right?
Sure.
And when it's built into the systems and operations of the facility, then it can carry on in a life of its own. Then you'll have clients, hey, can I get one of those golden tickets? Sure, no problem. You know, you'll give as many as you want. Like, it's up to you, right? Hey, only one per client, whatever you want to do. Nobody can redeem two, right? Sure. They can redeem one. And it's like either join or you don't. However, this would die on the vine if you don't build it in your systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the person that redeemed the golden ticket, they already know the deal. They just used one.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
So it's easy to say, hey, do you have anybody that we, and then the deal is you maybe do it once a quarter, twice a year. After 20 referrals and 10 redeemed, you can do mini prizes in between. Hey, you know what? We're not at 10 yet, but we're going to do one at 5. You get a gift card to Mastro's or, you know, the Chop House or whatever.
Sure.
We're going to give away a, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You have to make it front and center. You got to put it in your Facebook groups. You got to like take photos with the person with the gift card. You know, like that's the thing that's going to help it get a life of its own.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're asleep.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, you can't underestimate it much like anything else, right? You can't just lob it out there and expect that it's going to just crush for you if you don't downplay the importance and what you want out of it. I like this because of the psychology of incentivizing referrals. It's something, you know, gym owners ask all the time. I mean, we talk about, you know, outside of paid marketing, what can I do to get more members in the gym? And it's organic can be really difficult. And referrals can also be really difficult because, you know, we're asking one of our clients to do the work, to do, yeah, to do something to help us benefit. And this is a way where they win, you know, the person that they're referring wins, and then the gym wins, and, you know, in the end also. And so it's mutually beneficial across the board. It's always been really difficult to incentivize referrals. And I think this is probably one of the best ways that we've seen that has legs. It has opportunity. I see this one being a way of consistently winning with referrals. You mentioned, you know, once they become a member, and I just want to kind of preface or like give some context to this, because you nailed it when you said maybe once a quarter, twice a year, or something like that. You know, we're not giving that golden ticket the day they sign up. You know what I mean? And that goes back to the whole kind of big box mentality. It's like, you know, when you're signing up for your training or your membership, hey, like, give me three names of people that.
Yeah, that's tough. Don't do that.
Because it's that serves only the business, right? You haven't delivered on anything to that client yet, right? They don't have a true belief in the services, in the results that they're able to achieve, and any of that yet. I think it's wrong to ask them to go refer more business before we've delivered on any of that promise.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only incentive would be, hey, you could win a free membership. Well, sure. And do it. Give away the free membership. Celebrate the hell out of it. Zero out all the payments. Take a picture of that. Post that in your channels. Congratulations, Stacy. You got the annual membership. We're restarting this next quarter, whatever. We're going to redo another one. We can't wait to give away another membership. Thanks for everybody that participated. And really, when it all shakes out, right? Like, you got to look at the numbers. It's a data equation. Like, you cannot be upset for giving away a free membership when you got 23 new ones.
And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because at the end of the day, you're going to pay to acquire the lead. You're going to pay to acquire a new body from the marketplace somewhere traditionally, right? This works out to cost per acquisition. Yep. I mean, it's a marketing play, right? When you look at it that way, marketing's got one job. It's returning capital.
It's really interesting that you mentioned this. This is almost reverse of that. It's you're not actually paying anything. You're just not collecting.
Yeah, that's fair.
So essentially, it's like you didn't collect it, but you didn't spend it either. You spent for the gift cards. Like, there's a hard cost for the physical ticket. Let's just call it $300 all in.
Yeah.
Right. But that's, you know, and you get one membership out of it, that's a $300 acquisition, right? So you got to do the math. So let's say you did 300 into that. You gave away three other gift cards worth $100. So you're 600 buried into it. And then you don't collect the $5,000. Okay. So you're at 5,600 and you got 20 members. So do some math, please. 5,600 into 20. Or yeah, 20 into 5,600. Hold on. 5,600 divided. Our memberships are $5,000 a year, $99 a week. So it's 52, but whatever. We're just going to do round it. And you got 20 memberships, $200 cost per acquisition, $280 cost per acquisition. Okay. That's not bad. No. When you have memberships that are worth $450 a month.
Correct.
Now, if you're playing the game, well, it would go down anyway. Let's just say you're a $99 a month place, $1,200. Divided by 20 is way cheaper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but compare that to your traditional marketing, right? Like, even if you looked at that cost per acquisition at $280 a piece.
Well, the question becomes, would you go buy a client for $280 out of the market?
Always.
And the answer is going to be yes, because they're worth, you know, $5,000 a year. Well, buy as many of those as possible. Again, it is a math equation. It gets the emotion out of it. Yep. Don't worry about giving away the membership. Look, I hate giving anything away for free.
Absolutely.
But yet here I am giving away a free month for referrals. It's a different way. This isn't marketing to cold traffic for free. It's just a totally different person. You and I both know, and everybody listening knows, if we could just get referrals, you would be the...
They're the best clients.
They're the best sales. They close the easiest.
Yeah.
Because they're pre-sold coming in.
Yes.
Okay. This will be another topic for another day. How to pre-sell somebody that's bought in before, you know, like a referral is to cold traffic. That would be a whole nother episode, but try this out, guys. I mean, this is a simple grassroots, low cost. It's going to cost you some conversations.
Sure.
And then launching it, guys, and stay on it, right? It could die. You could have nobody do any, like, your coaches don't buy into it and whatever.
Well, if you got your coach, if your coaches are bought in and they know what they need to do as far as even participation, right? Taking some photos, doing that type of thing, like make this a play, make this a plan, make this, like you said, a system within the business, not just send out an email and expect it to go gangbusters. No, it 100%, but you can expect that with that level of effort. You know what I mean?
Totally. Totally.
So if you take it seriously, you have the team buy-in. Your clients, as long, and this is what matters, as long as you're delivering to your clients, if you've got fans in your gym, this is going to work.
They're all over it.
That's going to be a caveat. If you walk into your gym floor and you go, you know, that person's at risk, that person's at risk, that person's at risk of leaving, and you try to do something like this, no, you're asking somebody who's trying to walk out of your business to go sell more for you. Yeah, it's not going to work.
Not going to work.
So that little caveat just is worth discussing. But as long as you have those things in place, as long as you've got a consistent deliverable and a great client experience, your people enjoy being with you, they want to share.
So then go walk out on the training floor with a handful of these gift cards or these golden tickets and say, hey, can I give you a free membership? Yeah. Wait, what? What would you say? Yeah, can I give you a free membership for the year? Would you want that? They're going to perk right up. Yeah, hell yeah, I do. Well, cool. Here's how it works.
Yeah.
Giving you a golden ticket. It's worth 30 days of unlimited personal training. It's a $500+ value, $450 depending, right? All you got to do is give this to somebody. They redeem it. When they redeem it and become a member, this ticket goes into the bucket up front, right? Or the glass jar or whatever it is.
Yeah.
As soon as we get X amount, we're going to pull, we're going to pull it. But once we get 5, you're going to get a gift card to Mastro's. When we get, 10, we're going to pull the drawing, or 20 or 15. You guys set the rules. Do the math.
Yeah, there you go.
Do the math. If you know your cost per acquisition is $500, okay? And again, you're not paying 500. You're just not collecting the $500. You know what I mean? This is a little bit different. Yeah. It's reverse. How many people would you be willing to buy at X amount? Let's call it $250. And then back into like, hey, all right. So when we get to 15 members, that ends up being a $250 cost per acquisition. Definitely. Our clients are worth $5,000, worth $4,000, worth $3,000. That's a deal for us. Let's do it at these intervals. And give us away as many as you fucking want. Like, why not? If you're doing 10 to 1 or 15 to 1 or 20 to 1, it's a cost per acquisition.
Yeah. And the power is the more willing you are to spend to acquire that client, the more power you have. If you could do it every 5, you're going to get a heck of a lot more engagement than every 15 or 20,
yeah.
Right? So the more you know your numbers, the more willing you are to spend to acquire those clients, the bigger this volume.
Yeah.
Or the bigger the volume of
it. And I don't need to speak about the small details. Like the client has to join an annual membership, in order to count. Like I'm not going to give you guys all those details. You figure it out. Your business owners, you'll understand what I'm saying. Like, do they have to stay for 3 months? It's up to you guys.
Yep.
You figure out the small details, but I think this is a little cool, call it the golden ticket, make a cool little shiny ticket with your logo on there, get the stuff written on the back. I'm certain some version of this already exists out in the world. This is just what we're talking about here. Give it a shot. Let us know how it goes. Get into our Facebook group, link in show notes, right? Like go jump in our Facebook group and share, hey, I did the thing. We got X. I would love to hear about it. And then we'd love a review. If you got any time on your hands right now, you're listening to this, hit us up with a little review. It'd be awesome. We appreciate all the help. And that's it. That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully this helps you. Just a little quick play we want to share with you guys that came out of the mastermind. And that's it. That's it for this call.
Episode, show.
Episode number what, Nick?
It's probably like 635. Yeah.
635. All right. Well, at least we'll remember 630. Go listen to episode 635 if you want the golden ticket. All right, guys. That's it for this show. Until next time, keep changing lives. I'll see you on the next one. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.